The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. No, I'm not being smart. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Jake, the other guy, is out there doing some business. He'll catch up with us tomorrow. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you were with us yesterday and possibly last week, showdown in Florida, if you'd like to check that out online, as well as our updates as they are made available, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check that video out if you have not seen it. I was just on James Dobson, one of his branches to his ministry this morning in California, as was I live out in Michigan. With my friend. Friends, if you'd like to check us out, if you'd like to hook up with us in any way, you can go ahead and do that as well. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, or Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Again, that's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And the phone lines are accessible. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, yesterday we were talking about the abortion industry. We had with us Carol Everett, who worked inside the abortion industry, who was giving us information from the inside, bringing it forth to the outside. That's an explanation or a definition as to those that didn't understand why I was saying inside out. She was giving us information from the inside to the outside. And it was pretty interesting stuff, stuff that I have never heard of before, having done 340 high schools in 22 different states, 341 now. And so in saying that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my best to get some things off that we didn't yesterday because the shortage of time. But before we do that, I bring up this quote quite a bit, and I think it's important for people to hear this because I've said this 1,500 times. Literally, I talk about this in my program, when I do tea parties or high schools, whatever the case might be. But we got a second half of this quote that we didn't know, followed the first half of the quote by Woodrow Wilson. And what I'll say is, it's interesting, as Woodrow Wilson rightly said, in essence, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. I want you to listen to his original quote. And, of course, he said this on the campaign trail back in the 1900s, the early 1900s. Again, this is Woodrow Wilson. Love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. It's still true. He said, quote, unquote, "A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do." We are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. Woodrow goes on. By the way, they have this chopped in half, so you don't see what he says following that piece. "America was born a Christian nation," he said. "America was born to exemplify that devotion to the tenets of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture." Isn't that interesting? How come you never hear that part? How come we never hear the second half of the quote? We were just doing our homework the other day and we came across it, and Heather came up to me and said, "Bradley, did you see what he said right after that?" And I said, "No, I did not know what he said right after that." Again, a nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. Of course not. How do you destroy a nation? Just don't tell them the second part of this quote. "America was born a Christian nation." There's your heritage, friends. "America was born to exemplify that devotion to the tenets of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scriptures." How many conservatives, friends, talk about the surface of this, but they don't go to the bedrock of this? How can they tell you what's right and wrong? Oh, and they may just reference God once in a while, because, of course, he's on your money or in the Pledge of Allegiance. But they never go to the core of that. Like, for example, Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, rightly said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." They sit there and they deal with the branches on the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree. How many presidents have continuously reminded us of our heritage up until this criminal in the White House? And boy, oh boy, isn't this criminal in the White House doing America a favor by sending people back to Bible college? I mean, real Bible college? Not what you see today, friends. These hirelings, they're second to none. They're worthless. Matter of fact, William Booth comes to my aid because they exemplify his word of prophecy back in the 1800s when he said the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Well, Christianity without Christ. Well, forgiveness without repentance. Well, salvation without regeneration. Hello. And politics without God. Friends, politics is the science of governments. And when you define science, that's the study of creation. As James Wilson rightly said, government and God are two sciences that run together. Of course they do, because they are all derived from our Creator, saith the Declaration of Independence. We're going to come right back and blow your mind with some of the information that they are inundating second graders with through the abortion industry. Criminal, my
friends.
At friend.
The Sons
Criminal.
Of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
"Hey, just got my War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. We're getting requests all over the country right now, my friends, to visit their churches, their synagogues,
ooh,
their tea parties, their schools, whatever the case may be. Had one youth pastor tell my wife today that, you know, we listen to the Sons of Liberty and we just can't get involved in politics. We just can't get involved in protecting innocent babies in the womb, even though God said in Proverbs 6 that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Well, we just can't get involved with politics, with the homosexual issue. When God said that homosexuality is an abomination in Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, a little common sense, 1 Timothy 1:9, the book of Jude, the book of Genesis, common sense, friends. They don't want to get involved in protecting life. They don't want to get involved in obeying God's commandments. Where are these people coming from? My gosh! And they have congregations of what? Not only are they sheep, or not only are they blind sheep, but for you to remain in a church where you have a pastor that ignorant of his duty and obligation before a just and a holy God? Get out! The church is responsible for what's going on out there, friends. And as are they, because everybody will call themselves a patriot for the most part, you're responsible as well because your purpose is to uphold and magnify dying laws. Laws that communists like to trample over, and that's what's happening. Charles Finney said the church must take right ground to politics. The time has come for Christians, Christ-like individuals, to vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics. The science of government, science, the study of creation, or the Lord will curse them. Common sense. The church doesn't want to take responsibility. America is cursed, and the church is trying to figure out why they're being cursed. Because you've left off your duty. What Bible are you reading? Politics are a part of religion in such a country as this, and Christians must do this duty to their country as part of their duty to God. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Of course! God said, thou shalt not kill. So who should be enforcing that mandate and that commandment? The church! But look what happens if you don't do that. Well, it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs, but it's okay to murder 3,700 babies in the womb every day in this country, and the church doesn't want to get involved? No wonder why they're a reproach. It's illegal to kill whales, but it's okay to murder 3,700 babies in the womb every day, and the church doesn't want to get involved in politics? Well, let me put it straight for you, friends. The government has no business killing neither. It's illegal to pick flowers in state parks in the state of Minnesota, but it's okay to murder a baby in the womb. 57 million since 1973. And the church doesn't want to get involved. What's wrong with America? Friends, now people are protesting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. They said, this is a sick criminal mind. Join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. This is PETA, friends. Yesterday I shared with you as a little 17-year-old girl stabbed her baby 135 times when it was born. Who taught her the way that she should go when she's old? Well, the church doesn't get involved, so we already know they're condemned of self. The professed church, might I add. America's throwing their hands up in the air saying, what in the heck was she thinking? Well, who taught her it was okay to slice a baby up, 3,700 of them a day in your country? Are you kidding me? Nicole got life in sentence. The Supreme Court says, to show you how confused they are, and that they're not being ruled by God or the laws of a republic, at length God, the giver of law. If a woman's pregnant and her husband was to take the mother and the child out, that's double homicide. See, they can't make money in that process, friends. It doesn't work for bureaucracy there. Now it becomes a crime. Back to Nicole, the little girl that stabbed her baby 135 times when it was born. Nicole was told that that's all she had to do was take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. Yet in some instances, a doctor could have killed the child, yet he would have been paid to do the job. Friends, back in the 30s, America knew that Margaret Sanger was criminal. The founder of Planned Parenthood, the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born? When's the last time you heard the conservatives nailing this topic, friends? When's the last time you see all these spineless conservatives on the radio, friends, defending life and protecting life? And dealing with the criminals that advocate the murder of innocent babies in the womb? On the extermination of blacks, said Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. The minister's work is also important, and he should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. Who's their minister? Barack Hussein Obama. 241 times, friends, he's voted for it. The baby comes out alive. He wants to make sure there's a doctor there, a second doctor, making sure that the baby is snuffed out. Oh, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to hear him say this, go ahead and listen to this, friends. This is the President of the United States, the man that you allow to rule your free world.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
I'm going to teach them morals and values. I don't want them punished with a baby. Wow. I'm going to teach them morals and values. This is the man that denies Christianity, says we're not a Christian nation, but when he's being interviewed, he calls himself a Muslim first, and then he says, oh, he's got to be corrected by the interviewer and say, you mean Christian? No wonder why this man attacks the Bible all the time, because he's at war with God, and he wants to set your kids to be at war with God too, friends. God said, thou shalt not kill. Number 6, Exodus 20 of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt, common sense. Let's go to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, the lady that was over in Egypt not too long ago, telling them not to emulate or blueprint their constitution after the American version. She said of Roe versus Wade, knowing the illegalities of what they call law, which is not law, friends. It's a violation of law. She said, frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Oh, really? In her confusion, she blurts out the truth. Folks, she told on herself. And she's still sitting on the Supreme Court as one of your justices with Moses and the Ten Commandments above her head? As they adjourn court saying, God save the U.S.? And what does it say right under Moses? Justice is the guardian of liberty? These people leave off justice, friends. And she told you exactly what about abortion was. It had nothing to do with rape or incest, which, by the way, is only 1% of all abortions. Oh, and for all you conservatives and you right-wingers out there that think, oh, your candidate's right along with God and, you know, the Republic and America and apple pie, you are sadly mistaken. They go right along with this because they know that they got to keep the mob money rolling to campaign and finance their campaign efforts, friends. 6% potential health problems, 93% of all abortions, the murdering of innocent babies in the womb, are for social reasons. You don't hear that. Folks, their stats are completely up on their head, and the American people have fallen. They have fallen for it. Oh, it's okay. They're on their fish houses. They're going hunting. They're watching their favorite movie. They're watching grown men fight over a pig ball. America, this is why you're in trouble. Until you right the wrongs, nothing's going to be righted, because it's all done before a just and a holy God that sees all things naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, pharmaceutical at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org. Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. The law does not permit you to kill anyone. Parents could tell something was wrong with the children when they came home from school. They were quiet and withdrawn, embarrassed, and didn't want to talk about what had happened. When Curtis and Jean Pancook began questioning their young daughter, they discovered that her elementary school principal had instructed her that day in how to perform oral and anal sex. The traumatizing instruction was delivered as a part of a state-approved sex education that was orchestrated, developed, pushed, and policed by Planned Parenthood. Folks, if this would have been in the 60s, they'd have all been thrown in jail. Folks, all this that's coming down the chute, even for homosexual marriage, folks, this is what is behind the guise of those that are in government. This is what's in mind for America coming from governments. This isn't the people. The homosexuals, for example, are only being used as a political battering ram. Planned Parenthood is only being used for a political battering ram. For what? Population control. Same thing with homosexual and homosexual marriage. But what you didn't hear, for example, 650,000 Americans rose up on this criminal administration and Planned Parenthood a couple weeks back and marched for life. Oh, and the topic of homosexual marriage, not only in America, have how many states stood up and said absolutely no to homosexual marriage? In Puerto Rico, my friends, over 100,000 people are now marching against their government. See, this is all a global agenda, friends. See, all this contrived, not only misinformation, but turmoil within, this is all purposed, friends. They're creating all of this turmoil. But God said, When you obey my commandments and keep them and do my judgments, then you will prosper. When you deal with those criminals in government lawfully and justly and righteously, all this is going to go away. See, everybody magnifies the crime, but how many people are actually magnifying the answer? Judgment. Judgment. Justice. Justice is the guardian of liberty, friends. Yesterday we had Carol Everett with us. And she was telling us as to what was taking place in schools. And friends, again, I've done 340 high schools. We've done elementary schools, middle schools. I never heard this information. Teaching fourth graders how to masturbate. Heather, you want to jump in?
Yes, the Planned Parenthood, is, and you have part of the article there, but they are all about pushing kids, encouraging kids to explore sex. And I have a book here. Do you want me to do the book or the
slogans?
Please,
please, okay, both.
Okay, the book, first of all, Carol Everett yesterday mentioned that now they're starting to push books for down all the way down to 2 years old.
2 years old.
And there's a book that's called...
Get your kid in public school, friends. Do I need to tell you to get your kids out of public school? Friends, these people would have been thrown in jail in the 60s and the 70s.
Yep.
What, do they have a special right now to violate law? Well, when the wicked are in power, the vilest of men are exalted. They're doing what they're doing, friends, because the American people, again, are sitting down on their morals and allowing this. Go for it.
So their book that they have that they're pushing for two-year-olds is called Who Has What? All About Girls' Bodies and Boys' Bodies. And when I looked it up online, they had a sample page of the book. And it literally says this. It has a picture.
So they're not hiding anything is what you're telling
me. Oh,
no.
And,
yes.
And the, when I talked to Carol Everett's people at the Heidi group today, I said, what's the name of the book? And she said, she told me the name, and then she said it is way too exposing for two-year-olds.
Graphic,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So here's this picture. This is a sample page of a mom, a little girl, and a dog. And on each one of their bodies, it shows the inside, their uterus and their ovary and their vagina is what it says. And it's the little girl is pointing at the dog after all these pointing out where what their body parts are, their female inside body parts. And it says, hey, girl puppies have a vagina too. And that's just, I mean, for
this,
a two-year-old.
This is the mind of these criminals.
Yeah.
And friends... When I'm continuously reminding you that this is a criminal mindset, read the law. Read state statutes. Read state laws. This is all a violation of our republic. Again, these people should be thrown in jail. You can't justify their crimes, friends. Michelle Turner, president of the Maryland-based Citizens for a Responsible Curriculum, said Planned Parenthood was simply trying to eliminate parental say. Well, of course, that's a UN global initiative. She goes on, what are they trying to do? They are trying to eliminate the role of mom and dad in the family, Turner said. For Planned Parenthood to decide that governments, private organizations, and religious organizations should make decisions about kids' sexuality is just going too far. It's none of their business. It's none of their business, friends. She goes on, it's a part of a bigger push to change the way we think about sex, she said. We can go all the way back to Kinsey. That sex is all about pleasure and there is no consequence. Oh, yes, there is. They are wrong. No matter how much we teach children, some will make mistakes. They will forget, and Planned Parenthood doesn't want to deal with that. No, they promote the crime. Prove me correct, Heather, please.
Their slogans, these are their advertisements. These are pictures of billboards. These are their slogans. Wear your sexual fantasy. Wear your quickie. We are your sexual experience. Wear your morning after.
This is Planned Parenthood, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I already read some quotes from the founder, friends, and she said the most merciful thing that you can do is to kill one of its infant members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. Wear your friend with benefits, and this is what it says below that one. Discreet sexual health services with no strings attached.
So they're teaching them how to commit the crime. Mm-hmm. Once the girl's impregnated, then they want to punish the baby for the fault of the one that made the choice. The innocence of the baby is taken away through murder on the behalf of the one that chose to kill the baby. Who taught them how to commit the crime? Planned Parenthood did. Hollywood did. Come on, call it for what it is, man. Come on, let's man up. and be parents here, huh? Let's man up and let's be grown-ups here, friends. They are assaulting your children in the day of light. There's no more excuses for why the American people sit down. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Go ahead.
And then
as a matter of fact, Heather, I just seen a poster of a woman who had a T-shirt on that said, "I have an abortion," with a smile on her face.
Yeah.
And she says, "Don't inconvenience yourself for the next 18 years. Pay Planned Parenthood to kill off your guilt, mm-hmm. your fruits." And then the girl, she lives the rest of her life under guilt and condemnation for murdering her baby. And what's interesting about it is the American people, 86% of them have their kids in public schools where they're being taught this. And by the way, just like Carol Everett said yesterday, the kids are too embarrassed to talk about it, mom and dads. These people need to be held accountable. There's consequence for what they promote. We're not talking about in some porn shop, friends, which is illegal as well. It means harlot, for those that didn't know, in the sight of God. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Friends, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Why do we want to dare the justice of a just and a holy God? And when we love our children, the last thing that goes through our mind is to do them any harm. But you can't do that until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength.
The last one is wear your private area. That was another one of their billboards.
And how old are these kids again, Heather?
These were just billboards that they have up on the street. These are literally
on the street.
Yes, these are open billboards on the street.
Wow, but the football game's more important.
Right.
And they're aiming for my little girl and my little boy. The football, I got to know what the score is. I know all the team players. I know them by name. Oh, I've seen these commercials 1,000 times. Did you know that they were trying to indoctrinate your little girls and your little boys? Did you know that they're trying to teach your little kids how to masturbate? Did you know that? Did you know that they're trying to indoctrinate a 2-year-old child to usurp parental authority so they become the professional rather than the mom or the dad? And there's a disconnect, and that's permissible? And this is all coming through state government? It tells you what that government is about. No wonder they're trying to disarm the American people.
Another thing to add, too, Carol said yesterday that with this curriculum that's being taught, is that if a parent shows up and sits in class, they'll change their talking points. They will not say this stuff in front of a parent. So she said you literally would have to be in school with your child every single day in order to prevent your child from hearing something like this. And once they hear it, their minds have been raped. You can't erase that.
Yeah, right.
Going back and right. give them back their innocency on that.
Yeah. So America loses its freedoms by a small percentage of the American people, and the American people let it. What matters to people? Their favorite candidates. Their favorite sports heroes. My favorite sports hero is Jesus Christ. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. My favorite hero of heroes is Jesus Christ. The one that makes men free from their sin. Not in their sin. Who delivers his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. And the only thing that we're going to be able to take with us, friends, is the souls of men and women. That's it. There's no such thing, friends, as a luggage rack on top of the hearse. And as Paul rightly said, it's certain that we came into the world with nothing, and it's also certain that we're going to leave it with nothing. The only thing that matters is the will of God in your life. And what are you doing for the kingdom? What are you doing with the gift that God sent? His name is Jesus Christ. What are you doing? He promises to empower you to get the job done. And rest assured, God never uses a majority. He always uses a minority. And we can and will win the day in Jesus' name. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Coming right back. Final segment. Show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. What about this one? How's this going to work out for the commies? Revelations 20:11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it. This is the face of him who you will see, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. According to their works. Are you saying that you're justified by your works? No. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But we do the works because we're saved. Friends, do you actually realize there's churches out there, friends, that will sit there and say, well, are we supposed to do the works if we're saved? Well, let me tell you it this way. Let me put it this way. If you know what you've been saved from, you know what you've been saved for. Grace says, do this and live. The law says, grace says, live and do this. Live and do this, says grace. The law says, do this and live. So if you're saved, you're already doing the works, and you don't need anybody to tell you what you're supposed to do. You're about the work of the Lord's hands, remember? It's a work of faith with power. It's a work of faith, and it's a labor of love. And because you love, you do. If I was driving down the street, just to be quite candid with you all, and I seen a bird on the side of the road. I'll go to a factual story. My wife is here. She would tell you the story for me. She's not here. I was so broken at one point in my life. I was driving down the highway, and I seen a turtle mock me, laugh, whatever the case might be. I seen a turtle turned over, and he was trying to get back onto his feet, and he couldn't do it. And it so bothered me, I turned around, and I flipped him up. If I seen a bird with a broken wing, I would do my best to help that bird. I feel sorry for people that wouldn't do that. I feel sorry for people that won't advocate and protect life. We're partakers of life, and we're not supposed to protect that which we walk and live and have our being in. That's rather hypocritical, friends. Now, there was one more thing Heather wanted to say. One more point. From 1973 to 2009, 18 states have been aborted. That's 57 million babies. And here we have those that are advocating the murder of babies in the day of light. I remember going to high school in Kansas, and a little girl had a T-shirt on, and she wasn't asking for permission, friends. It boldly proclaimed on her shirt, "You will not kill off my generation." Well, since 1973, the 70s, that decade was killed off, the 80s was killed off, the 90s was killed off, now we're into the 2000s, and the presidents, oh, and by the way, every president that has allowed this, they're just as guilty. They're guilty as hell, my friends, and they will stand before God. No matter how much you like your favorite candidate, always agree with God, and you'll always find it safe. That's a safe place to be. Every decade since 1973 has been ripped off their generation, their brothers, their sisters, their friends. I'm not trying to play your emotions. Give me the hard facts. Out of 340 schools that I've done, friends, one girl came up to me. One girl. One kid. This is in North Dakota. She said, "I have a problem with the abortion." I looked at her and I said, "Well, it's a good thing your mom didn't." That was it. There's nothing to debate. There's no debate here, friends. Government is murdering babies. No wonder they're trying to disarm you. Because America is waking up. And isn't it interesting when you look in Scripture, during Pharaoh's time, when Moses was born, 2 years and younger, they killed them babies off, didn't they? Isn't it interesting they did the same thing when Christ was born? Herod did the exact same thing as Pharaoh. And now, folks, we're seeing the clock go all full scale, all the way around, from A all the way back, full circle, friends, to Z. What are we seeing? The same exact thing. Why? God's at work. God's at work. And he's trying to figure out why his church in America, the whore, the hirelings, are talking about a rapture. Yeah, they want to be raptured from responsibility, friends. And it ain't going to fly. And I want to tell you people that don't know the word and you don't know how to read your Bibles, prepare to meet your God. Because you're going to meet him. And you know what you're going to have going through you? Everything I'm telling you right now. And if it's an offense to you, why is it an offense to you? The only reason it would be offense to you is because you hate the truth. You agree with what I'm telling you? It's factual. God's right. He always has been and he always will be. It means you love the truth. It means you're a partaker of the truth. We stand up. Four clinics in Wisconsin, friends, just yesterday, they're shutting down abortions. They're shutting down the murder of innocent babies. They're shutting down four clinics. These people at Planned Parenthood, every one of them need to be rounded up, and they need to be brought to justice. What were the other two quotes that you wanted to interject, Heather? I thought these were rather interesting.
When you also go on Planned Parenthood's resources, they have suggest books for you to read, and they also do frequently asked questions. One of the books that they suggested for a resource is titled Safe Sex, The New Morality.
Oh, really? Safe Sex. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. No fornicator or adulterer will inherit the kingdom of God. Fornication means sex before marriage, friends. Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after her, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. That's how far grace goes, friends. Go ahead.
And the second one is under frequently asked questions. It says the question, what is abstinence-only education and why doesn't it work?
Why doesn't it work? Did you know that 93%, I'm talking to you right now, Heather, did you know that 93% of kids that were polled through an actual poll, a truth-telling poll, were asked about abstinence? And did you know that the number one thing that they said is that if they were shown or told the difference between right and wrong, they want to be told and taught abstinence. They want to be peer for their husbands or their wives. Another interesting point, I think it was 63%. Here comes the lawless gospel, friends. Ron Luce, who does a program, he goes into arenas and he takes all the church kids. Had a conversation once with him. I asked him, why didn't he use the law of God to schoolmaster men unto Christ? Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Jesus used the law continuously. He was a preacher of the circumcision. He said he didn't want to bastardize the kids. He didn't want to tell them the difference between right and wrong. But he took a poll and he had the kids sign a form saying that you won't have sex before you're married. I believe it was 63% in a very short amount of time went out and they committed the act of fornication before they got married. See, when you don't show the crucified Christ or the price of men and women's freedoms, they have no reason to live. They have no reason to restrain themselves in obedience. And you restrain yourselves in obedience when you love. Just like I'm married, I love my wife. And because I love my wife, I'm faithful to my wife. I was going to play another piece by Carol Everett. Is that what you were just going to tell me, Carrie?
No, I was just going to say that we've heard that, you know, the abstinence education doesn't work. We've heard that on the streets and at school so many times. But the bottom line is, if it doesn't work, then why did it work for our grandparents?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Because they had people demonstrating their love for Christ at that time. See, America's looking for leadership, and they're looking to the wrong places. They're looking to man, and he's the wrong one to look at. I shared with you yesterday, 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. The Bible says that we're written epistles for all men to read. One man said this. He said, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Of course, we use words that line up with our actions. But I get what he was saying. Great statement. Preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. And see, the problem is America, they like to use words. Remember, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. In other words, you said the right things, but you did the wrong things. But when God has the heart, you'll always do the right things. Folks, tomorrow what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about the famous last words. I love the topic. But it's interesting what good men and what wicked men said right before they died. Incredible stuff. I'll bring that in to scope for you tomorrow on the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see Showdown in Florida, still waiting for results on that case. Should know in the next couple days. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean, 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do.
So you use colloidal silver for years, but did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.